Thank you, madam. Please call again. Do call again, madam.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick's musical She Loves Me is on the list for the summer musical at the IU Jacobs School of Music, with performances July 25th, 26th, August 1st and 2nd in the Musical Arts Center. A few years ago, there was a production, but it was over in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater. Now it's in the Big House. Our guests are two of the actor-singers from the production, and that's Ken Pareda and Sarah Radke. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
We were talking earlier, and Sarah, you said that really it's not a show that everyone knows, but when they know it, they really enjoy it.
Yep. There's just a lot of really catchy numbers and a really cute storyline. So even though it's not one that comes to mind automatically, they recognize the composer from Fiddler on the Roof and usually end up loving it simply for the content of the show.
Many people may be more familiar with movie versions because this particular story has been really popular with the films. And Ken, I know you've been looking at some of the movies.
Oh, yes. I started at the beginning with the Shop Around the Corner film with Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan, a very young Jimmy Stewart. I first came in contact with this story with You've Got Mail, with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Now, do you play the Tom Hanks role?
Yes.
Sarah, you're taking on the role then, I gather, of Meg Ryan.
Yes, I am.
Now, they've, in some ways, in You've Got Mail, I think they kept some of the sweetness of the story. But at the same time, I think many people, once they've heard it, will really miss the music and think to themselves that really that's kind of a pale version. Sarah?
Sure, but they really did stick to the sweetness of the musical, you know, in the movie version. I think there was a lot that I learned in terms of, you know, character development and doing my homework for the show. I really gathered a lot from Meg Ryan.
What particularly did you enjoy about Meg Ryan's performance in You've Got Mail?
Meg Ryan has several one-liners that she delivers fantastically. And in She Loves Me, Amalia Balish, which is my character, has many of the same, sometimes verbatim. The lines are exactly the same. I really have been trying to pay attention to the way Meg Ryan delivers those lines, because I think it's a great way, because she's still very sweet, and the audience will still love her, basically.
We're talking with Sarah Radke and Ken Pareda about their roles in the upcoming production of She Loves Me at the Musical Arts Center. Ken, you said that you'd looked at all the films, and Sarah said that she was actually influenced by some of Meg Ryan's approaches. Any particular favorites among the males that you had to see on the screen?
You know what? They all brought something different to the role, even though some of the dialogue is exactly the same in all three films. Just being a different person and a different actor, they just all brought themselves into it. And I personally really love the feeling of the first film. Plus, seeing Jimmy Stewart, because he was so young when he did this movie, and we all think of him of It's a Wonderful Life and Harvey and those other films, but it's so interesting to see him towards the earlier part of his career. I really like his approach to it.
And what about the Ken Pareda's approach?
Well, we're still early in staging right now, so I'm still in that discovery mode at the moment.
Uh-huh. And Sarah, would you say the same in some ways?
Sure. I feel like I've gleaned a lot from the Margaret Sullivan, her version of it as well. And I'm hoping that through the development of how I want to bring Amalia to the table, that I can kind of take something from each person I've watched.
We've been talking with Ken Pareda and Sarah Radke. They play the roles of the leads, the feuding leads, in She Loves Me by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick. It opens at the IU Opera Theater in the Musical Arts Center in the Big House on the 25th, plays the 25th, 26th, and then August 1st and 2nd. For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker.
Please call again.